Hey, you. You're finally awake. You had me scared there, love. I was so worried about you. You've been fighting this cold off and on for the past 3 days, but you're finally awake. I called a doctor over to take a look at you. Even though most of the citizens in this town aren't human, I figured he would at least know something about your condition. So, you have to take 3 of these pills and 2 cups of these teas every day. Oh, honey, I know you want to get up and go work, but just for this week, you need to stay in bed. You have taken care of me ever since the day we got married. You protect me, you help me, you even moved in with me into my hometown. So now, I will return the favor. It's my turn to take care of you. So here, let's keep you nice and warm. There you go. Now you're as snug as a bear in a rug. Oh, what's wrong, honey? I see you're hungry. No surprise there. You've been sleeping for 3 whole days. Well, let me check and see what we have. Stay right there. I'll be right back. I found something that'll help you. I'll make some porridge. Oh, look at you. Trying to make jokes even while you're sick. Well, this porridge is not going to be too hot, nor is it going to be too cold, but just right for you, my honey. Oh, and guess what? Oh, honey, my dear, I got something that should help you. I just picked up some new honey. Clover honey. Honey for my honey. Now, I should get started on your supper. I'll be right back again. It'll take a little while for the water to boil. No. You just relax. I know you want to help, but you're lethargic and you can barely stand. You can't even move your legs right. You're always like this, even when a broken body. You would rush to protect me. I'm not such a delicate flower as you think I am. I remember when you rushed to save me from a group of radical humans. Even though I'm more than strong enough, I could have snapped their necks with a simple slap. At first, your attempts kind of wounded me in the heart. My Ursa pride, after all, is a little delicate at times. But once I saw your eyes, I could really tell that you care about me and my Ursa brethren. Your body may not be as strong as ours, but your heart certainly is, shining even greater than that of a diamond. All right, I need to go check on dinner. Just wait right here, okay? Your porridge is all done, and now a few drops of honey and lemon to make it taste a little better. I'll add a little to the tea as well. There we go. Wake up, honey. I made you something. Your tea is ready, and so's your porridge. Let's start with the porridge, and then you can wash it down with a little hot tea. Okay. Here you go. What's that? So you are taking advantage of me and want to feed you. Like a little baby bear cub. I would love to do that. Here's a spoonful, and here you go. So, how is it? Not too hot? Thank goodness. I'm glad you like it. Here's another spoonful. You got a little on your... Oh, no. I got it. Alright, here's one more spoonful. Alright, one spoonful left. Was it? Now it's time for your tea. Here you go. There, sip it slowly. There, how's that? Does honey and lemon cover the bitterness okay? Is it sweet enough? That's good. See there? A spoonful of honey does help the medicine go down. And bitter tea, too. Let's drink up the rest of it. Now, don't you feel all warm inside and so much better? Wonderful. My honey is feeling so much better. Now, I can sit by your side. Now let me check your forehead. You're still a little hot, but I think you'll be as good as new by tomorrow. I'll have to open a window a little. A little fresh air will help. Honey, look, outside, chickadees, they finally showed up. I haven't seen chickadees out for a while now. Oh, honey, this brings back such memories. Remember when you came up to me and proposed to me during spring? I remember I was done making bird feeders and feeding the chickadees when you just came right behind and scared me half to death. You really are a straightforward person, and I love it. And now I can sit by your side. That reminds me, you're asleep. I better let you rest. I'll tell you the news later. 2 years now. It's been a while now since we've been married. I wonder if we'll be blessed. Or if it's even possible that we can be together and have cups.